Santana with a track from their self-titled debut album, and you're listening to The Afternoon Express on Zoomer Radio. And I'm joined by a special guest in studio. It's Daryl Comaromi. He's Director of Digital Development and Outreach for the MZTV Museum of Television. Thanks for being here, Daryl.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having me. What an honor to be here with you.
Well, listen, I'm excited because anybody who's got kids knows how hard it is to entertain them over March break, but you've got special events planned at the museum specifically for the kids next week.
We absolutely do. In fact, we've extended our hours from Tuesday through Friday. We're going to be open from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And of course, we're open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But the beautiful thing that's happening this March break for us is we're going to be hosting guided kids tours. And they'll be starting at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. daily when we're open for March break. And we will also be televising anybody that wants to be televised on the RCA Phantom teleceiver, which was used and to present television, electronic television, for the very first time in 1939 at the New York World's Fair. The crown jewel of the collection will be fired up from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. daily, and you can record your family member or friend with your smart device, share it on social media on the rarest TV in the world. Isn't that exciting?
It is. It's also important because it's interactive. People want to do things when they go to museums and things like that now. So it's fun that there's something the kids can get involved in. What else is in the museum for folks that maybe aren't as familiar with it?
Well, we've got a lot of really amazing artifacts in the museum, including the rarest TV in the world, as I mentioned, the RCA Phantom teleceiver. We have the first star of television, and you would think that's a person. It's not a person, Liz. Do you know who the first star of television was?
No.
It was Felix the Cat, and it was an actual figurine that was purchased and put on a turntable, and it was turning while they did the live testing broadcasts of live electronic television transmissions.
So it was someone's tchotchke.
Yeah, well, it was a big one, and it was purchased actually in Manhattan, and they had it turning on this turntable because it didn't complain about the lights being too hot, right?
Right, or which side it was being filmed from.
Right, and Felix the Cat was really popular on the silver screen.
So that's in the museum.
Yeah, that's in the museum, and we also have a bunch of other amazing artifacts, including some space, sort of space age TVs that were designed to look like the space age, not to mention all kinds of other really great exhibits, like an exhibit on Philo T. Farnsworth, the inventor of electronic television, and John Logie Baird, the inventor of mechanical television. So there's all this and more. And of course, all the kids are going to get their own children's television workbook to play with and to work with. And there's stickers in there and tests and quizzes and games and all kinds of cool stuff. So that comes free with your visit as well.
Awesome. It sounds amazing. What do people do, or where do they go for more information?
Well, if you go to mzTV.com/MarchBreak2025, you can get all the details. You can also watch Mira, who's an up-and-coming journalist, a very young girl that was part of the live televising event during Doors Open, a very popular thing. We brought it back for March break, and you can buy your tickets there as well.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So. Wonderful. Thank you. That's Daryl Comaromi, Director of Digital Development and Outreach for the MZTV Museum of Television.